Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Time to talk a little Preds with Christopher Martell from Fox Sports Tennessee. Man, if you're going to, you know, if you're going to clinch all that stuff, don't you wish they'd, you know, won 7-0 or something? Why did it have to go deep into the third period and then literally a penalty call with, what, you know, a quarter of a second left or something, and we got to sweat it out, Christopher, until the very end?
Yeah, I don't really know why, but that, I tell you what, that was probably the tensest moment of the season for any and all Predators fans right there. And then just a couple minutes later, it was an even tenser moment while watching or hearing the end of the Florida-Boston game and whether they were going to clinch the President's Trophy or not. So the fact they were able to lock everything up last night and not really have to worry about Saturday being the clinching scenario really kind of helps put all Predators fans at ease, I'd say.
Well, you couldn't waste that opportunity for the NHL's TV show about Florida. They had to win another one.
I'm telling you, and you know, speaking of that, there is a tie-breaking scenario for the Florida Panthers and the Flyers, so that if the check to this is great, if the Flyers lose their final game of the season by 2 goals exactly on Saturday, and Florida wins its final 2 games, both in shootouts Saturday and Sunday, Florida and Philadelphia will play an extra game to decide who goes to the playoffs.
Oh, wow. We got to watch the officiating on those games.
I'm telling you, with everything that's a conspiracy theorist would say, that'll happen.
That would be great TV for their little TV show they have going on. Okay, so all this talk about the President's Trophy. And, oh, if you win the President's Trophy, here comes the curse with it. To that, you say?
The curses aren't real. Curses aren't real. Jinxes aren't real. I will say that till I'm blue in the face. And, you know, it's funny. I asked Philip Forsberg about, you know, is he superstitious? Does he have to do any kind of special ritual for every game? And he was like, no. And I was like, do you believe in this? He's like, no, I don't believe in jinxes or curses. So, Philip Forsberg says he doesn't believe it. That should really help you understand that they're not real. And when you look at the stats for the President's Trophy, the number one seed going into the playoffs has won the Stanley Cup 8 out of 32 times in the last 32 years. That's 25%. That's better than any other seed throughout the rest of the playoffs. The next closest is the number 3 overall seed with 5 out of 32. So, I mean, these are numbers that, you know, are they're right there in front of you. So 25% chance, and not just that, but it seems like every 5 years, the President's Trophy owner will win the cup. And this would be the 5th year that this this kind of circular thing happened. So you never know. Maybe the stats line up and the Preds win it, or maybe they sweep it. Who knows?
Do you have any concern just about the little bit of swoon here that they've had at the end of the season?
I think my biggest concern is penalty problems. Yeah. You know, Nashville is tops in the league in penalties throughout the entire season. And just the fact that they get it, it takes them really, you know, for lack of a better term, dumb penalties. They really do. And it's frustrating to watch because this is a team who is very successful on the penalty kill, but the problem is they need to stop taking those penalties to actually stay out of the box, maintain at even strength. But the fact that they're taking these penalties and they continue taking these penalties, if they have that kind of problem in the postseason, it could be a very short run if they keep that up. So I really think that as long as they stay out of the box, I think they're going to be okay. But, you know, 298 penalties on the season. That's got to be corrected here in the next week.
Interesting tweet. I'm sure you saw it. I'm sure all Preds fans who follow President has seen it. Just a nice little two-picture tweet from at President with a hmm. And Martel, it looks like that this could be, I don't know, aquarium-looking something going up maybe in Bridgestone Arena.
The first thing that I thought of was that it was a catfish tank.
Yes.
That's the first thing that crossed my mind, because I'm sitting here going, you know, I mean, if they're going to put an aquarium in Bridgestone Arena.
There's something awfully fishy about that.
There's something awful fishy, and it would go very well fried with some French fries and some hush puppies. So I'm just saying, if they're going to put a catfish in there, go out to Old Hickory Lake, find that 20-foot catfish, and just plop it in there, you know? Just find that big guy and just throw him right in the tank.
Yeah, let him be a part of the home crowd there. That's what we were talking about, just how key it is, President's Trophy, from a standpoint of this fan base for this franchise in that arena and how electric it is. How big is that to have the home barn advantage for the rest of the postseason?
Well, just look at what Nashville did last year. I mean, they practically won all their home games, and if they would have had another home game in Bridgestone Arena outside of that last game six, they probably would have won the cup. I would have bet money on it.
Yeah.
Nashville has home ice advantage throughout the entire playoffs, and all they really got to do is win their home games and they win. Mm. You know, if they were to win every single home game, they would win the Stanley Cup. I mean, so that's something to look at. I mean, I'm not saying, hey, let's take every series of seven games, but if they did and they won all their home games, they win the cup. That's how important home ice is.
Christopher Martel, our guest. How's Kelly Yarncroak doing?
Well, you know, the word is David Poile said earlier today that he is coming along a lot better than, I guess, the Predators had thought he would do at this point. So I don't think we're going to see him, I guess, depending on who the Predators face in the first round. You may not see him in the first round, but I would say maybe by the second round, Kelly Yarncroak could be back, especially with how that they're openly talking about, hey, he's doing a lot better than we thought of. But once the playoffs starts, you're not going to get many more injury reports past that. But if I was a betting man, I would say second round is probably when you see Kelly Yarncroak back.
Am I crazy in thinking the arrival of Kyle Turris had a whole lot to just kind of pulling this thing to its final level for this season?
No, not really. I mean, Nashville needed that extra center depth, and they really needed a 1A, 1B kind of center to really solidify their depth down the middle. And trading for Kyle Turris was exactly what they needed to do. Last year, when they lost Ryan Johansson, they had, Colton Sissons came up and played real well. But he's not a 1A, 1B type of center. He's not that guy who's going to play top 6 minutes and be a top six center. That's just not what Colton Sissons needs to be used for. But the fact that they go out and trade for Kyle Turris, who is definitively a top six center, and now that they have depth down the middle, if any kind of injuries were to happen, they're going to be fine. And that's something that I think not just his arrival kind of solidified, but they have been able to use that depth all season long. And I think that's going to help in the playoffs in case, God forbid, any injuries happen. But having these kind of players who are capable, can play down the middle, and can play extremely skilled hockey is going to do nothing but help Nashville this season and in years to come.
Good stuff, Christopher. Appreciate you taking the time to check with us again. Fox Sports TN, you can see his work on Twitter at KMartel_sports. Thank you, buddy.
My pleasure. See y'all next week for the playoffs.